Right now we're joined by Fevzi Turkel, editor of GadgetDetective.com, to discuss this rather strange story about smart glasses, Meta glasses, that appear to now be coming with a paywall. Fevzi, what more can you tell us?
So this is a story that just broke just a few hours ago, and people may be familiar with smart glasses from Meta that are based on Ray-Bans, but they have an additional functionality, the ability to enhance the sound of people talking in front of you, the ability to display messages in your field of vision and so forth, what you would expect smart glasses to do at this stage of the game. And these have been on sale in the UK and also in the US, but in the US they've had a feature built into them called conversation focus, and that's really just designed to make speech of people standing in front of you more intelligible. So it not only amplifies their voice, but it also cuts back on the ambient sound, so to make it easier for people to hear what's being said. Now, Meta are very careful not to market this as a hearing aid, but it is an accessibility feature, and it's a feature that was built in, and it's a feature that doesn't rely on cloud processing. All the processing is done on the device itself, so it's not costing them server time or anything else. Now, what's happened is that Meta have announced in the States, because this feature is not yet here, so they can't announce it here, but in the States, they're now going to charge a subscription if you want to use that for more than 3 hours a month.
Oh, right.
Now, bear in mind, this was a device that was sold with this feature built in. Far as I know, I can't find anything that says that they said it was temporarily available as a sort of special offer or something. And it's a feature, as I say, it's not like it's cloud-based, it's local.
Mm, that is a bit of a cheeky thing to do, it would sound like, from what you're saying, because I mean, it sounds like it's almost a hearing aid, and some people might have bought them with that in mind.
Yeah, so legally Meta cover themselves, say this is not a medical device, and it was not certified as a medical device. But the fact is, the people who want to make use of conversation focus, which helps you hear what people are saying who are standing right in front of you, are most likely people who've maybe not got 100% hearing. And also look at the money side of it. They're now saying, well, the subscription is the Meta One premium subscription. First of all, even that only gives you 15 hours a month, and it's $20 a month. Now imagine, you can spend, in this country it's £269 for the glasses, in the States maybe a similar number of dollars. So very quickly, just over a year, you're paying as much again for a subscription, and you're expected to keep paying. And it's part of this idea that we don't own anything anymore. You know, we used to own books, and we used to own CDs or vinyl, and you can still buy CDs and vinyl and book, but you know, the way that things are increasingly being offered to us are as a subscription. So I can have a Spotify subscription, but as soon as I stop paying, my music library that I might have paid a lot of money for over many years just disappears. And this is not unique, right? So we've had this for a long time with software, right? Used to be able to buy software or an app, and it would cost you, you know, 99 pence or a pound or 10 pounds or 20 pounds, but it was essentially yours for the foreseeable future. Now, and I understand charging for things like antivirus, because there's an ongoing effort required to identify new viruses, to counter them. That's a subscription that makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense to me is a feature that's built in that actually doesn't cost them anything to provide. And it reminds me of the car industry, because we've seen this attempts at this in with the car industry. You may remember BMW wanted to charge a subscription for heated seats, so that the seats in the BMW had the heating mechanism built in, but BMW only wanted to activate it when you paid them a subscription. They backed off that one, and I wonder whether Meta might even face class action in the States, because I can't imagine people being very happy about this. And they're, I think they're trying it on. But then, as I say, BMW did it. Volkswagen did it on their ID3 cars, you know, their electric vehicles. They are still doing this, in fact, paying to unlock more horsepower in your car. So the car is physically capable of better acceleration, better top speeds, and yet if you want what it's capable of, you're going to have to pay a subscription. It's barely acceptable if they tell you in advance, but in a situation where you buy the product and they make it worse unless you pay, and I would argue probably still worse, because I'm not sure that there was a 15-hour a month limit on it before. I don't think there was any limit on it before, as far as I can work out. This is something that I hope consumers will push back against, you know. And there's a very good book by a guy called Cory Doctorow, the doctor as in physician with OW on the end. I won't say the name of the book because it's got a rude word in the middle of it, but it's basically the this idea that companies, and particularly tech companies, say, offer us a service which in the beginning can be good, or it gets better over time, but then they achieve a certain market dominance, and what they do is they try and pull what they call more value out of it, what I would call more money out of both the customers and the advertisers. So you see it with Amazon, for example. Amazon, when they were a younger company in the UK, used to have much more customer-friendly policies. For example, if you bought something and then they dropped the price later, you'd automatically get the price refunded to you. If you could find it cheaper somewhere else, they used to do price matching. They don't do that anymore either. And I'm not singling out Amazon, but it's an example of a large company that achieves a dominant position. And Meta is dominant in this wearables space for smart glasses. You know, certainly not Apple. So I think, particularly if they tried this in the UK or in Europe, they'd have problems.
Yes, and I must read that book. I've heard about it, and that word with the rude bit in the middle,
yes,
fication, why yes, everything suddenly got worse and what to do about it. It is so relevant to so many people's experiences of online services now, where yeah, everything just seems to be a lot worse and not in our interests. Very, very interesting.
I'll just say one word, if I may.
Please, as long as it's not the rude one.
No, it's not. I was very careful. Not. I really wanted to say the word.
I know. It's a very good word. It's so relevant.
It is. And I think it's one that's sort of gained psyche. These companies that are guilty of this ification also do it to their advertisers as well. Because, for example, look at a Google search these days. It's the top search is below several, often a page or two, of sponsored links. And Amazon do the same thing. They put the sponsored stuff at the top. So it gets to a point. And Amazon have their own brand, and their stuff automatically goes to the top of any search on Amazon. So if you're someone selling something that's not an Amazon branded product, i.e. you're not Amazon, then if you don't pay, then you don't really appear in the searches anymore. So they're actually, you know, doing much. They're playing both sides of the equation. They're squeezing customers, and I must say, I'm not just Amazon. It's just the example that comes to mind. But you know, customers are being squeezed, but also advertisers are being squeezed at the other end.
Absolutely. Now we've just got time for a quick gadget as well with the Gadget Detective. What have you picked out?
I came across these Bluetooth bookshelf speakers, and you think, oh, well, another pair of Bluetooth speakers, you know, what's special about these? Well, let me explain. They're from a brand called Majority, which I think is a Cambridge-based company, and they do affordable audio products, right? So these are speakers that normally cost £130-odd pounds. I noticed today that they're 10% off, so they're just under £117. Come in black or white. They're called the D100X. Not to be confused with the D100s, which is a slightly older model still available. and they're bookshelf speakers, but they've got some really nice tricks up their sleeve. One of them is the connectivity. So this pair of stereo speakers, they have almost uniquely HDMI connector on them. So you can take the sound out from your television set, because we've discussed before that the sound is usually the weakest part of a TV set, because, you know, TV sets are flat.
It's often coming out the back, it seems.
Or firing down, and but it's just the physics of it. You can't get a bassy sound out of a flat speaker.
No.
So these are proper, you know, to give you an idea, they're about 11 inches tall, 6 or 7 inches wide, but those are huge compared to any speaker that will be built in. So they've got HDMI ARC, so you plug an HDMI cable and it just takes the sound out of your TV, and it's got a remote control with these speakers because they're powered, but also you can use the existing remote control. It's got an optical input, again, primarily for TV use. It's got phono input, so you can connect it up to a vinyl turntable. It's got auxiliary input, so you can use them as PC speakers on your desktop. They're Bluetooth, and a good version of Bluetooth 5.3. And it's even got a USB socket on it, and you can do one of two things with that. You can either stream audio through it, so you put on a memory stick your music and then play it back through that. Or it will charge something, so you might have a device that's connected to your TV that needs power, like an Amazon Fire Stick, for example. You can power it from your speakers, and the speakers give you a headphone socket, whereas not all TVs have headphone sockets. It's got three knobs on the side, so you're not reaching around the back. And it's got modes that make, ironically, that make dialogue much more intelligible built in. So far, they're not charging a subscription for it, as far as I know. All in all, a pretty nice pair of speakers, and they look great. They're available in black or white. I tested the white set. They've got covers on them, you know, removable covers that you get on hi-fi speakers, but they look so good when you get the covers off. But the covers are good if you've got, like, kids that might stick a pencil through the cone or something like that. But they're quite remarkable. And the cable that connects the left and the right channel is 11 and a half feet long. And why is this important? Because when you're using it with a TV, the built-in speakers in a TV or the soundbar doesn't give you stereo separation unless you're sitting 3 or 4 feet from the TV screen.
So you want one in each ear. Split
you
up.
Should have like an equilateral triangle, you know, between the two speakers and you should form an equilateral triangle.
Right, they're Majority D100X Bluetooth bookshelf speakers. Points out of 10 or stars out of 5?
Four out of five. Oh, and if you register it, you get a 3-year warranty.
Fevzi, thank you very much indeed. Fevzi Turkalp there.